Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. Presented by Remax Cornerstone and Remax Cornerstone Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Now welcome the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Networks, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tribal Talk. Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie here at Wharf Casual Seafood as we head towards week six of Wetumpka football. A lot of exciting events going on right now in Wetumpka athletics, and we're going to go through a couple of those right now. Obviously, football gets the win over Eufaula this past Friday. Volleyball, they're 10-7 now. They have really managed to right the ship over the last couple of weeks here. They just came off an exciting tournament at Elmore County. They got the win out there, dominated the Elmore County Block Party tournament there, and I believe they've lost one game out of their last 10 here, so they've really managed to figure some things out. Flag football, they go on the road to Auburn on Tuesday. That'll be their fourth game, and they are still continuing to build some things, but they did score their first touchdown last week. I want to acknowledge that for a second. They played pretty close against Helena and Spain Park, both teams that made the playoffs. Spain Park, a runner-up in the state championship last season. Flag football, they get that touchdown. Lexi Smith, the one to do it. Want to give her a little bit of a shout-out there for that performance. Cross country, they take on the Spain Park Invitational this Saturday as well as they continue their racing over the course of this season. And looking back at volleyball one more time here, we do have our first Community Bank Athlete of the Week, and it's on the volleyball team in Cheyenne Beauchel.
Yeah, this week's first Community Bank Athlete of the Week is Cheyenne Beauchel. She's really been a real force for this team all season. The senior setter has really led the team in assists in just about every game, but over the course of that Elmore County Block Party tournament, tallied 52 assists and another 18 kills, so a really good performance from her on that side of things as well.
Yeah, exciting stuff there, and an exciting show on tap for us here tonight with Tribal Talk. We will have Coach Bear Woods joining us here in just a few moments. We'll have Charlie Skipper as our athlete or our player of the game from last week, the PFC player of the game. And then we'll have a couple more teammates joining him later on as well, and Jordan Hill and J.D. Denmark, a couple guys who have really been having outstanding seasons, and we'll be able to talk a little bit more about all of them here in the next few moments. So we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Coach Bear Woods joins the show here on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with quad zero savings, 0% APR for 48 months, zero down, no payments for 90 days, plus a two-year 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems, let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you. Central to your success.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie, and now we are joined by head coach Bear Woods. Coach, appreciate you being here once again.
Always excited to be here. It's a lot of fun.
Coach, you're coming off of the win now. You've gotten out of the skid, which we talked about last week, how it was so important to get into this one, get the win. Just what were your general takeaways here from the Rehoboth matchup?
One, just finishing the game, you know, and doing that decisively at times it felt like. But traveling down there, I mean, there's so much different adversity that hit the team, which we're prepared for. That's what we talk about all the time, is the only guarantee is adversity. And we're going to respond positively. And the guys did that. I mean, we got down there. They had a fun playing the game. All three phases contributed. All three phases at times didn't contribute. But, you know, collectively, we were able to play some continuity football and have a really good team performance last Friday. And, yes, we needed a region win. It's about winning. And we got that win and ready to move on to Friday.
And we talked about that a little bit during the pregame about the issues getting over to Rehoboth, but I want you to be able to tell it a little bit so people have an idea of what adversity you guys were dealing with.
Yeah, so, you know, our wonderful quarterback club has worked really hard to be able to raise some funds for us to take charter buses on this road stretch, because we've had some long games to Russell County, to Rehoboth, now to Eufaula. Well, our charter bus broke down in Troy, Alabama, so we ended up having to push kickoff back by about 15 minutes, thankfully. Not too much longer than that, but the guys actually had to stay in Troy for over an hour and a half. And thank you to Planet Fitness of Troy for allowing our team to go in there and change and get ready. So when they got to Rehoboth finally, they got right off the bus, basically right to the field. And thank you to Coach Toby Green for being so hospitable and accommodating for us, you know, being late to the game. And but wow, to be able to, you know, for a bunch of teenagers to have that long of a day. Don't forget, I had a whole school day now,
right?
Tests,
yeah.
And quizzes and everything else, being on time and to get there and to finish Friday night. It's like, man, can we just have a normal process? But, you know, that's not the plan. That, you know, that's not the Lord's plan for us that Friday night. So that's what I'm proud of. Just the whole program, coaches included, quarterback club, and everybody involved with it that got us there finally, safely, and to come back home with the win was special.
I had a chance to talk with Coach Russ Brooks before the game, and he's pretty well versed in the traveling routine typically when they're, you know, on the cheese wagons. And so I remember Coach Brooks saying, well, if they had let me drive, maybe maybe we wouldn't have had this problem.
But yeah, if they let Coach Brooks drive, we'd have been there 30 minutes early and riding on two wheels.
Absolutely. But glad y'all were able to make it, and obviously came off the bus ready to roll. There was a little bit of a slow start, though. You had the opening drive there from Rehoboth. They go and manage to score early, but they ran an interesting offense that I think a lot of people who aren't familiar with Rehoboth were a little surprised to see, with a sort of, I want to call it kind of a wing tee, single tee type formation there. And did it take a little bit to kind of adjust to that? What were you seeing there?
I think a lot of that is just really the travel part of it. I mean, as much as we try to, you know, bring the juice and get the guys, you know, ready to go, Rehoboth had a good game plan. They were successful last year, you know, converting first downs and you know, really maintaining possession against us. So they did that same plan again. Yes, that was the style of offense that they were running, but it took us that first series to really lock in, unfortunately. And that's our challenge. We want to win the first five and not give up an opening drive like that. But I would have to probably just attribute it to just the guys just not starting fast.
There was one really interesting play that stuck out to me, and that's on the special teams, which you put so much focus into. But we saw an onside kick recovered there, and it was, I said it on the broadcast, it was very similar to something that we see with, I think back to Alabama with Adam Griffith kicking his onside kick in the national championship 10 years ago, kind of that pooch. It's almost like the sky kick, but it's a little bit shorter there. What went into that? What led you to make that call, especially with how early that was in the game?
Well, you know, we try to weaponize our special teams across the board. In every game, we've been able to, all but one game actually, been able to be successful at it. Really, I think the ball just bounced our direction. I think the ball came off Cyrus's foot in a way that was really unexpected, you know, and we were able to go down there and recover it. I believe J.D. Denmark actually recovered that ball for us last Friday.
Yeah, he did, and we'll be able to talk with J.D. about that here in a little bit, and I'm really excited to have him on. I know he'll be a fun talk, as well as Charlie Skipper and Jordan Hill. But before we talk about some of those guys, I do want to stay on special teams for just a second. Cyrus Bullock did have that onside kick, but Alex Smelan came in as well. He had some contributions, was able to make a couple extra points there as well. So what goes into putting him into the game there? Also a sophomore who is trying to gain a little bit of experience, and he did fairly well also.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been what I've been talking to the team about this week is just being ready and showing up, knowing your role, always competing. And then the team aspect of it, it's going to take all of us to win. And when your number's called, you got to be ready. At the same time, for the player that's being replaced, that's Cyrus for the night. And listen, we've got all the faith in the world at Cyrus. Just sometimes you need it's good to have a teammate who can help you out. And that's exactly what you saw. Alex actually was our starting kicker last year, and it was Cyrus that ended up coming in about this time. It was game four last year that Cyrus came in when Alex had an off night. So now the roles are reversed, and to see those two guys continue to compete and support one another with Coach Stephen Horn and Coach Gabe Meyer with them every day, we really have such a great unit there. But it just shows really the team aspect of football, which is so special. And across the board, that's something that we support here. The only thing that ever matters is the Wetumpka football team. And that was Cyrus was a great display of that. And then, I mean, Alex and Cyrus, their relationship is a great display of that.
Yeah, Coach, kind of keeping the focus here on that Rehoboth game. Jordan Hill had a great night, 160 yards, two touchdowns, and then another two touchdowns that would have been touchdowns had it not been for some dirty laundry on the field. Just kind of talk about his play. It's really throughout the course of this season, which has been very good.
He's a special athlete. He's a great teammate. I mean, he'll do whatever's asked of him at any position, but he practices at the same intensity. Whether it's a walk-through rep, a jog-through, or a run-through, he practices with intentionality, like he is trying to get better, give him full effort at all times. It's really a next-level type of commitment and discipline to do that. And like I told him, doing that one time, now you got to do it all the time, because that's what it's expected, at least for me as his head coach. You know, that's what's expected, and he does that. And then it's really after that, plays like that just happen for guys. I mean, if you're going to work hard and practice consistently, plays like that happen. And, yeah, no telling how many touchdowns he would have scored. All that dirty laundry in Rehoboth.
Well, we saw success with the run game, but we saw a lot of it in that passing game as well. We'll talk to Charlie Skipper with the five touchdown passes, but you got a lot of different receivers involved in this one. How important is that to be able to spread the ball out a good bit and keep all the focus off of just one receiver?
Yeah, credit goes to offense coordinator John Dawkins for that. We've had 7, 8 to 9 guys touch the ball every single football game, and that's great. One, it shows how many guys have worked to put themselves in position to get the football. The other is obviously the coach putting guys in position to be successful. But then it all runs through the quarterback. Got to have someone who can get that ball out. And Charlie has done that. And you see that, you know, each and every week. But and then, you know, Charlie's had an incredible season. He's another great teammate. That's what I love about where our football team is full of great teammates. Charlie played receiver all summer. That's what he played, all summer receiver, and he was coming in at quarterback. And then, but to be ready and to do what he's doing now and just getting better, still figuring it out. But coaches are putting that whole group in a position to be successful, and those guys are focused on the team, and that's why they're having some individual success as well.
Something we saw a lot of was the rollouts from Skipper. We saw multiple touchdowns that looked extremely similar on those. Is that something that this team is starting to figure out a little bit more? I know it's been something that we've seen, but maybe not to the intensity that we saw this past week.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're confident in Charlie's athletic ability. We think him getting out, you know, gives him an opportunity to do three things, you know, one, throw the ball, run the ball, or, right. actually two things. You can throw it, run it, play. the third one was throw it away, though. That's what I would tell it. Yeah. But nonetheless, I digress to say, yeah, we're figuring it out. But that also goes into the offensive line. Where are their strengths at? Where is our H-back and our fullback? Like, it's still that's a unit decision on what are we all best at together. So he's just a part of that. But, yes, our receivers, they know, you know, with Charlie, the play is going to stay alive because he has the ability to extend plays, and credit to our offensive line for just getting better every week.
I do want to talk about the defense just for a second. Keelan Thompson led the team with 13 tackles. He had three tackles for loss. How has he continued to progress? And I know that he gets a little bit of extra help as well, having a coach on the staff.
Yeah, exactly. So his dad is actually our defensive line coach, and Coach Thompson has done a tremendous job. He was actually referred to me by our assistant principal, David Thomas, and I just spoke highly of him, and he's been right. Coach Thompson has added so much to our team. One, he builds genuine relationship with the players. He understands football. He can lead a group, and his son, and just shows the discipline that he has committed to his own son. You get to see where Keelan has progressed, and getting to know his story really is really impressive. But Keelan has to play at that. For us to win and be successful, he has to play at that level. And he dealt with an injury the last couple weeks, and then it's good to see him, you know, back healthier to be able to perform like he did Friday night. But we expect that kind of production from him all the time. And once again, fantastic teammate.
As you're halfway through the season now, what's the biggest difference in this team now from week one?
Just more experience. We're looking to finish. It's about win the first five, win the last five, and looking to finish finish the quarters, finish the half, and ultimately finish the game. That's that one spot that we're working to do. And that's sitting at 2-3 right now. We're excited to get back out there and play, go get on the road to Eufaula, and really play our best football. We've yet to play our best football. We have at times, but not together throughout an entire football game.
Was able to finish against Rehoboth, and they'll try to again against Eufaula, and we'll preview that here in just a few moments. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door, Central Access has you covered. Central Access is your local link to broadband. When we come back, we'll preview the matchup between the Indians and Eufaula, as well as talk with last week's PFC Player of the Game, Charlie Skipper.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Hi, I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with REMAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at REMAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tribal Talk on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. Welcome back to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. We're now joined still by Coach Bear, but now we get our Precision Floor Care player of the game from last week, and that is Charlie Skipper. Charlie, appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
You had a great game against Eufaula, and we want to take a talk about that, but we will preview Eufaula as well. How did you feel about that performance? Seemed like you were really able to move around a good bit, get some great throws to a lot of different guys.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just me. All praise to my O-line, my receivers. Everybody knew what they were doing. Everything was clicking, what we worked in practice.
Coach, I want you to get in here about Charlie. First-year starter, obviously had some experience last year, got the one game, but how has he grown at this point? I remember a few weeks ago that you told me that after about week three, you're no longer the young guy, right? You have to be ready to roll. It seems like Charlie has been able to kind of develop into that.
Yeah, it's just getting more confident with preparation. That's one of the things Charlie will tell you I'll talk to him about is preparation. And when you're prepared, you're more confident. And with the game experience that he's getting, one is just the flow of a game. I mean, you have to get out there to learn that, especially at the quarterback position. But that's what you're seeing, and the best is yet to come because he's going to continue to work hard.
Charlie, what would you say that you have kind of been able to learn over these first 5 weeks as a starter?
Just taking the leadership role. The examples from the seniors, you know, they just step in. One of the acronyms we have is HEART, and they show that clearly. Stands for humility, effort, attitude, reliability, and toughness.
There you go.
Bam.
Coach is happy about that one.
Better
nice
job. I was worried for a second.
Yeah. Charlie, this is your first year as a starter here for the Indians, but you did play as a starter back in middle school, Redland Middle School, and that's a pipeline that we see a little bit of here. What is the transition like for someone who comes from Redland to Wetumpka Obviously, you don't know the side of Wetumpka to Wetumpka, but what was that transition like for you coming from a different school over to be with the Black and Gold?
Well, all my Redland buddies, they went to Wetumpka also, so it wasn't too new, and I knew most of the Wetumpka kids. But at Redland, we ran that little wing tee.
Yeah,
and right. Come to Wetumpka, it's completely new offense, just learning new things. I love adversity. Something different.
I do want to preview this UFALA matchup now. Coach Bear going against an old friend of yours here with Coach Darrell Jernigan, a former receiver for the Troy Trojans and a four-time Sun Belt champion, a one-time Super Bowl champion there with the New York Giants, had a brief stint in the CFL as well. A guy who's had a career that sort of mirrors yours as well, both having a lot of success in the pros. I know you've been able to keep in touch with him over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. And still to this day, his son actually attends Wetumpka Middle School. So I get to see him pretty good bit. His son plays on our football team at Wetumpka Middle School, so I get to see him. But, yeah, we've connected more since now we're both done playing, and it's great to see him. I'm glad to know a guy like him is out there leading another high school football program because he has so much experience as a player, and then he's from UFALA. So I'm proud, as a friend, proud of him to be there representing his hometown and his team. But also knowing we're going to be facing a very well-coached football team on Friday night. They're that way on film. They're sound defensively, and they're front. They're really dynamic on offense with a couple of their players, number one and zero. And then on special teams, they always have a wrinkle up their sleeve. So a lot like how we approach the game as the team, they approach it the same way. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I've had a chance over this week to talk with the voice of the Troy Trojans, Barry McKnight, about both of you guys. And he had a lot of great things to say, but I'm excited to have that as that'll be our pregame interview this Friday. So make sure to tune into that for the RE/MAX Cornerstone pregame show on Friday to hear about the past a little bit there, a flashback to both of you guys playing there for Coach Blakeney. Should be really interesting there.
Absolutely. I'm excited to know that Barry's going to be there because, once again, Coach Blakeney is such a big part of what Jarrell and I are both have an opportunity to do. Like, we wouldn't be head coaches today if it were not for Coach Blakeney, and that's a fact. And Barry did such a great job, as you are, promoting Wetumpka. Barry did that for the Troy Trojans for so long, so I'm so glad to maybe get to see him. And just anytime we can talk about Larry Blakeney, what he's done for the state of Alabama football-wise, and now just the effect that he's having on different teams because his players are out there coaching and leading. It's all really fun stuff.
One more way that career has been mirrored a little bit is you're both now in your fourth season as a head coach for your respective programs. What has gone in for you as trying to build your program, and then it seems like he's been able to do the same over at UFALA?
Well, for me, it starts with the players. It's always going to be about the players. I'm going to defend our players, our coaches, and our programs, kind of in that order. And I'm here for that. I mean, my passion was to tackle people. I got to do it for 12 years professionally. And then the next thing is being able to be around young guys like Charlie Skipper who are reliable, who want to be their best. And then young guys who try to motivate them to show heart. And what does heart mean? And the ultimate goal is that we're going to have young men come through our program that are going to be leaders after they lead our program. They're going to be assertive. They're going to be attentive. They're going to know how to take initiative. And they're going to have that word heart no matter where they go after football. And that's where we are year four, and Jarrell will probably say a lot of similar things. With that said as well, just the amount of success that we've had the program the last 3 years and where we're going now, and to see the young guys who are just this is the way it goes. And it goes back, like Charlie said, our seniors. When Charlie became the starting quarterback, I saw it click even for our seniors. Like, this, like, here we go, let's go. I mean, there's some fight that I saw in that guy in that senior class. Because he was taking the snap, like, it meant something. I was like, there we go, there it is. Now, we want to see that on the scoreboard with some wins. But I promise you, like, I get excited thinking about it now. Like, where we are headed is where we need to go, because this is a Wetumpka football team with the focus on we.
Yeah, Charlie, I know you've grown into that leadership role. A lot of times I feel like in high school football, your leaders are naturally going to be seniors. But, stepping up as a quarterback, young guy, how have you seen yourself grow in your leadership and kind of how have you been able to work on that?
Yeah, just building a relationship with the players, the teammates, receivers especially, got to have that timing over the summer, work that. And just having friendships with the linemen, everybody on the team.
Coach Bear, what have you seen from Charlie? I know that over the summer, you weren't quite sure who the starting quarterback was going to be for a lot of the summer, and then by the end of it, you come away with Charlie manning the backfield there. And what goes into that decision? Why is Charlie the man for the position right now?
Well, I can go back to Pike Road last year. I mean, his competitive spirit, to lead a game-defining drive on the road against the top four team in the state and put us in a position to win a football game. And really just that's just all him competitively. Like, he can handle that situation. That's nothing that anyone can take credit for. And that's something that people just have, really, that it factor. And then I go back to our 7-on-7 at Tallahassee. He catches a ball in the back of the end zone that is just sensational all season as a receiver. I'm like, this guy's just a competitor. Like, he's going to line up wherever we tell him to line up and be successful. And once again, that's now you put that in the starting role. So why is he the starting quarterback? Because he's the best quarterback on our football team. And that's why. But it's the competitive side of why I'm so excited. But, I mean, he is so receptive to just anything that a coach has. He's coachable. Right, he's coachable, and he's humble. He's going to give that effort. He has a great attitude. The reliability part is a non-issue. He's reliable. And then the toughness. I mean, you saw our first three games, right? We had one at home the other day. He took some licks now, and he's right back up, ready to go. Like nothing. So I'm excited about it. And once again, his teammates are excited about it because they know everything that I'm saying is to be true, and they're excited to continue to fight for our football team and excited that Charlie is our quarterback.
He's been impressive so far. Number one in 6A in passing yards, seventh in the state. He's top 10 in passing touchdowns as well. Excited to hopefully see that continue throughout the rest of this year. Coach, before we let you go, a quick preview on this Eufaula team. What do you need to stop from them, and then the keys for your program?
You want a 5-second clip or a 10-second clip?
Let's do a 10-second.
Okay. Number one, the quarterback. It runs through him. He was their running back last year, and he can score at any point of the game. Number zero is another compliment to him on offense as well. Their defense, they lost a lot of guys on defense, but they're sound. They're older at the cornerback position. They're going to challenge us in man coverage, so it's something that we haven't seen. And on special teams, there's a wrinkle, but we have wrinkles too, so it should be exciting to watch that phase of football as well.
And time. We'll give you a couple extra seconds there, but it's
13,
close enough.
13.
Close enough. Coach, appreciate you being here. Excited for this upcoming Friday.
I appreciate all that y'all do. Go Wetumpka. Go Indians.
Coach Bear will be here for every edition of Tribal Talk. We won't have a show next week, by the way. It is a bye week for this Indians team, so we'll be back the following week with Coach Bear then, and then the rest of the season here at Wharf Casual Seafood. At First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts, from checking and savings to loans and mortgages. They're here for every stage of life, local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. When we come back, Charlie Skipper will stick around with us as we are joined by Jordan Hill and J.D. Denmark on Tribal Talk.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with quad zero savings, 0% APR for 48 months, zero down, no payments for 90 days, plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems, Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is built by Russell DeWitt Center. From key cutting and propane refills to contractor services and expert advice for your next project, turn to Russell DeWitt Center in Wetumpka.
RE/MAX Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best. RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Now joined by a trio of guys here, J.D. Denmark, Jordan Hill, Charlie Skipper. Charlie, you've been with us, but guys, I appreciate you two joining me as well.
Appreciate you too.
Sir, thank you for having me.
I want to talk with you guys about this season so far. It's been a great start there against Beauregard. You have a few games where you had kind of been on a little bit of a skid, but now you get the win over Rehoboth. How are you guys feeling right now, momentum-wise, talking with the rest of your teammates?
We're feeling good. We're ready to move on to the next game, and we're going to do that against Eufaula.
Feeling great right now. Ready for Eufaula.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I bet Coach Bear is going to like that one. This offense has been able to move pretty well, especially this past week, and it seems like the schemes were working a lot better. Jordan, you had a great game there rushing. JD, you've had a couple touchdowns here and there throughout the season as well, and obviously Charlie's had the passing touchdown. So what just seems to be working right now among this group?
I think everybody does their job great, and when we do that, the team succeeds in a way that we can see for future weeks from now.
Everything seems to be working well right now on the offensive side. It's just everything's clicking for us. Everybody's working together.
And yeah, when we hit everything that we've been working at practice, it just all comes together. Like all the coaching points that we've hit all week in practice, when it hits, it shows in the games.
You guys are both, or all three, on the offensive side, playing under Coach Dawkins, who we had on a few weeks ago. What has his impact been on you guys? How is his scheme seeming to work?
He's a great coach. He loves his players. You know, I love him too. He's a great coach.
He's a great coach. I love his offense. I love the way he runs his offense.
Yeah, I love the play calls he makes. Like, everything, he talks to me on the sideline after every play or after every drive. And he's like, what do you see? And I tell him, like, we talk back and forth, and we see what we can do to, like, help beat the defense.
JD, you've been a starter for this team for a couple of years now. You have these two guys who have both come into their own a little bit this year. How do you feel like you have helped these two guys and then others on this team to be able to develop a little bit more in their starting roles?
I feel like I do that well by telling them constantly to keep their composure, because Friday nights can get a little out for younger guys like them. So I just tell them to keep their composure and move on to the next play.
You personally have had a few different position changes over the time. You played a lot of defensive end last year, and we've seen you do that a couple times throughout, but you've also been now serving as a fullback among other roles. What has that been like for you to change positions and then to be playing so many different spots? How do you kind of go about that as you practice?
Oh, man, I just love football. You know, wherever coach needs me, I'm there, you know. But my coaches are making sure I'm coachable, you know. Coach Hunter, great coach. He's helping me every day to get better, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Now, as you go through the rest of this season, you have a bye week coming up. Now, I asked some of the guys from last week What do you guys tend to do for fun with each other? I know that, you know, team chemistry is a huge thing, especially for a football team. So any plans here over the bye week? I'm sure Coach Bear is still going to have you guys practicing a good bit, though.
Yeah, a lot of film. A lot of film.
Yeah.
And with us, man, we just hang out and have fun, man. That's it.
Yeah, I was on the way to the ninth grade game yesterday, and I was going to watch the game, obviously, but I see a bunch of varsity players over at the tennis courts playing pickleball.
Yeah.
So I saw, yeah, that's just, they love to get together and have fun.
Yeah, so pickleball is one of them, all right? Jordan, anything you guys like to do that you kind of try and coordinate?
Yeah, we'll all hang out, get together, and just hang out and hang with each other.
What do you guys say? I know we have two younger guys on this team. What would you say that your goals are as a football player, not only for Wetumpka, but, you know, in the future as well?
I want to be a great leader, a great team leader, a great role model. And I want to be a great man, you know, in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
A great teammate, really. Everything JD said, just a great teammate, great player.
Yeah, I'd say I want to be just like JD when I grow up.
There you go. Well, JD, you... again, one of the older guys on this team, what do you believe that your legacy on this program is going to be once you're gone?
I would say my legacy would be a nice and funny guy. I'm always trying to keep people up, you know, especially these two guys, especially him.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I just love my teammates.
Well, I know that you were a little nervous to come on, and that's all right. But I know you guys have probably seen the funnier side of JD here, because I've heard a lot of how fun you can be in the locker room. So can you guys give me a little bit of some inside info on that, of what the experience is like with JD?
Yeah, it's fun. Me and JD and Dion, we like to play around during the morning a lot. So it's fun.
I mean, I don't let him play around too much. I like to keep him in check. But JD's always the hype man. He's always getting somebody riled up.
Yeah. Now, I'm imagining that, you know, weight room is a big thing for you guys. Tyler Harris was with us last week, and I know he's one of the stronger guys on the team there. JD, I know you're up there, but how are you guys doing as well? I'm sure that y'all are starting to build up. Coach Bear was talking with you a minute ago about diet stuff and trying to keep building as a younger player.
Yes, sir. I'm just coming in every day and working hard. You know, we have workouts in the morning, and if you're not there before 7:35, if you're not in the weight room by 7:35, you have to do 50 tire flips every morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Seven in the morning.
Ooh. Jordan?
It's great. I'm trying to eat more, put some more pounds on me so I can keep playing, running back, and take the weight room more serious.
Jordan, you are getting a lot of really good reps here, but you're also getting a little bit of time that Jordan Smoke is coming in as well at running back. How do you two kind of work together a little bit and try and build each other up?
We work great. I help him out. He helps me out in practice. Whatever he needs help with, I'll tell him. I'll try and help him out my best. Whatever I need help with, he'll help me out.
What would you say that both of your strong suits tend to be?
Probably really getting the ball on the outside and outside zone more.
Yeah, you had a great game a week ago against Rehoboth, 160 yards, two touchdowns. You had two more also that got called back. You hate to see that. I was so excited for you there to almost get the hat trick. But talk about that performance a little bit, what seemed to be working there, and just how you felt getting two, almost three touchdowns.
Yeah, Coach Dawkins with the play calls, great play calls. And then my O-line doing great, and then my receivers on the outside also blocking and making sure nobody tackles me so I can get to the end zone.
Charlie, I think that's something that people didn't quite expect to see from you that you've actually been pretty efficient in is the ability to roll out to have some of that speed. How much have you kind of put a focus into that, especially like what we saw against Rehoboth, where you had multiple different touchdown passes that involved you rolling out of the pocket there, throwing on the run?
Well, yeah, it just comes back to the defense and the offensive coordinator, you know. We call plays to just help beat the defense as much, like get the best advantage against the defense. And we thought rolling out, putting me on the run on the outside, having the choice to either run or throw was the best to beat that defense.
All right, you guys all have to give me an answer here. Who is the most fun coach to be around? So JD, you first.
Coach Baker.
Mine would be Coach Brooks. He's a very funny guy.
Yeah,
you got to tell me why as well. I think I can guess why with Coach
yesterday,
Brooks. Go ahead.
Yesterday at practice, he put a water bottle in my shoulder pads and he told me. So then he comes up later and takes it out and throws it at me.
Oh, my gosh. All right. You got to get him motivated somehow, right?
Funniest coach, Fagan. He's just like, he's making jokes with you all practice, but he's going to be serious when it's time to be serious.
Yeah.
But he's always a fun coach and fun to be around.
I say Coach Fagan, too. Coach Fagan's hilarious, man. He's always hyping somebody up. He's always joking, but he does get serious when it's time to get serious.
Two for Coach Fagan, one for Coach Brooks there. That's about how I expected. I was thinking Coach Brooks might get a clean sweep there. So I need to get with Coach Fagan here and get his side of it a little bit as well. But talk about the team chemistry of you guys. Obviously, we mentioned, you know, what you guys are doing on the side, but one of you said something about how it's important to be able to have fun, but also, you know, lock in when it matters most. And so how do you guys kind of go about that on a game day, especially? I know that you don't want to get too nervous about something or too focused in, but at the same time, obviously you have to worry about the task at hand.
Yeah, one thing Coach Bear says is don't peak too soon, but by God, you better peak. So, I mean, it means don't get too hyped, don't get too riled up, yeah. You know, stay locked in. But when it comes 7 o'clock game time, you better be ready to go.
Guys?
From my side of things, making sure my younger guys are locked in, making sure they're ready to go, making sure there's no other things they may be battling with, you know, pregame-wise. But other than that, we're locked in. We're ready to go.
I want to get y'all's side of the story here about the bus situation. Okay, so you're heading over to Rehoboth. Bus breaks down in the great city of Troy, Alabama. What happened there? How'd you guys manage to kind of go about that? I know that it was a bit of a different procedure than what you normally have. I believe he said y'all changed it to Planet Fitness, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
AC.
It started with the AC.
Yeah.
So we just had to lock in more and get ready for the game. And when we got there, we had to warm up instantly. So we were ready.
Yeah. The only thing guaranteed in life is adversity. And you're going to face that every day. And it's how you respond. And that's what we did. We waited for a new bus. We changed into Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
And we got there and we're ready to go.
From my part, Coach Brad does a great job of not helping us, but making sure we're locked in the right moments. So that was a good moment that we were locked in.
Have you guys ever dealt with something quite like that? Would you say Never. That's probably the most crazy situation before a game?
Yeah,
that's definitely a first.
Yeah. Let's talk about Coach Bear for a second. JD, you've had a good amount of years now to play under Coach, and then you two now kind of in your first season as starters with him. I know, Jordan, you were here a little bit last year as well. Or Charlie, you were as well, I'm sorry. And so what has that been like with Coach Bear? What is great about him as a head coach to be able to kind of motivate you guys?
The part for me is he understands the game of football. He's played it for a very long time. So he understands where every athlete is coming from.
He's just a great coach. He's going to put every player in a position for our team to win and succeed.
Yeah, I think Walt said it last time or whenever he was on. There's no better coach. There's no better person to listen to than a person that's done it himself. He's played in the league. He's gone to Canadian. He's gone to college. I mean, there's no better coach you can listen to. He knows what he's talking about.
As you go through the rest of this season now, what are the conversations that you guys have about trying to stay on track as you get through what I would almost call the dog days of the season here in this middle part where you're you know, trying to rally a little bit and then get towards the end of the season and hopefully into a playoff spot.
Our goal every week is to go 1-0. And I think last week doing that, this week going ahead, we're just going to keep doing that.
Yeah, in the weight room, Coach Singleton, he's the weight training coach, he has a saying that complacency is the enemy of progress. You can't get complacent. You have to keep going. You have to keep driving.
You guys now have a lot that you have to do throughout the week, obviously as students, but as athletes as well. And everybody knows that you guys are practicing, that you're lifting. But what does your week typically look like trying to get ready for a game with watching film or whatever else you may be doing?
A lot of work, a lot of running, a lot of running, especially today.
Yeah.
But for the most part, regular student stuff, making sure we're prepared, playbook-wise, schoolroom-wise, just making sure we're prepared.
Yeah, Coach Coach Bear says you're a student-athlete. Student comes before the athlete. He makes sure your schoolwork's done. He makes sure you're getting your homework done before anything else. But then it comes to practice, getting the reps in every day, coming to work every single day of practice.
Yeah, you're a student first, so make sure your grades are right, and then you come to practice, you lock in, do film, anything you need to. Just make sure you come to practice locked in and ready to work.
We talked about Walt Myrick a couple of weeks ago. He broke that record for single-game tackles. And when you see a guy like that on your team who's breaking records, how does that kind of help to get you guys a little bit more motivated than you, I'm sure, already were to be able to kind of do the same?
When Walt broke the record, it really, I feel, brought the team closer than what it was before, because you have guys succeeding, and we just want to see each other succeed. So that brought a lot out of us.
It gets me ready for practice, because I get tackled by him a lot during practice. So, yeah, it's great to see him do that. And
yeah, it definitely sets a good example. I mean, for somebody on our team to go, like, break the record, do something that special, it's pretty cool to see.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys one more question here, and then we'll let you guys off. I really appreciate you all being here. But favorite memory so far as a Wetumpka Indian?
Mine would be ninth grade summer. We had our first lock-in, you know, we stayed the night at school. It was really fun.
Yeah. Done that every year since then, right?
Yes, every year.
Jordan?
Mine would probably be, we had a Super Bowl watch party last year. It was fun.
Yeah. Who are you pulling for in it?
My favorite team right now is the Giants, but don't look like we doing too well right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'd say it's either going to be, obviously the bus breaking down. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be, the paintball over the summer. That's fun, playing with everybody, yes, sir.
That does something. Who's the best at paintball, would you say?
Coach Bear.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
He's not scared of anything. He'll take his shirt off and walk out there 5 feet away from you and tell you to shoot him.
All right, what about the players? Who's the best player at paintball?
Cooper Wilson. I don't know if y'all said his name on here, but he's a dog, too. He's not scared of anything.
How are you at it?
I do my best.
Fair enough. Guys, appreciate you all joining me. JD Denmark, Jordan Hill, Charlie Skipper. Excited to see what you guys are going to do next week and every week after that. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here as we start to close things out on Tribal Talk. And we want to thank Wharf Casual Seafood here for having us here this evening. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone, from shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. We'll be right back, and we'll close things out here on another edition of Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with Quad Zero Savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Welcome back to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Online at baptisthealth.org. As we get ready to close things out here on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show, we'll take a preview of what's coming up this week in Wetumpka Athletics. Football, obviously, going to travel to Eufaula on the second of their four-game road trip. That's an interesting one, interesting matchup in terms of both region opponent and Bear facing, Coach Bear facing a familiar face on the sideline and Coach Darrell Jernigan. Cross country will travel to the Spain Park Invitational this Saturday up in Spain Park. Look forward to seeing them compete. And then volleyball, who is on quite the hot streak right now, winning 9 of their last 10 games, including a win at the Elmore County Block Party Tournament, winning the championship, going 4-1 on Saturday. They will be back in action tomorrow night as they travel to take on Percy Julian in an area matchup. And then flag football also in action tomorrow. They will travel to Auburn High School and take them on.
Going to be an exciting week of Wetumpka Athletics. Unfortunately, we won't be able to talk about it next week on Tuesday. We will be off from Tribal Talk due to the bye week. We will be back here at Wharf Casual Seafood again on October 7th. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. We'll be here every Tuesday from then on until the end of football season. Then who knows what we're doing after that as we continue on through Indians football. They will take on Eufaula this Friday night. As pregame for that will be at 6:30 p.m. You can listen or watch on YouTube and Facebook. Just look up the Wetumpka Sports Network, or you can tune in at 105.1 WRFS or on the Radio Alabama app. I'll have the call along with Xander Walker. Mitch Petrie will be on our Baptist Health sideline as we go through another exciting matchup for Wetumpka Athletics. Mitch, a preview of that one to come. What are you excited about?
Yeah, you know, it's always fun when you can see, you know, two coaches that are familiar with each other go at it. And obviously maybe a little bit more than just a win in the win column they're playing for at this one. And, of course, coming off of a win, looking to see the Indians string another one together here. Should be a great game and an exciting matchup.
Should be a fun one against a former teammate for Coach Bear. Come on, come to Collier. The Ford Summer Sales event is happening now at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Save big on new F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, and more. Incredible summer offers won't last long, so stop by Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. We will see you again this Friday at 6:30 p.m. as we get ready for kickoff of Wetumpka and Eufaula, that one on the road. And then we'll see you back here at Wharf Casual Seafood on Tuesday, October 7th at 6:30 p.m. For Gavin Baxley, Mitch Petrie, and all the great workers of Radio Alabama, thank you all for tuning in to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, home of the Wetumpka Indians. Presented by REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Central Alabama Community College, and the City of Wetumpka. Sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health, and Baptist Ortho Now. The City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care. The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.